As you said, I am going to be presenting on this portion of the CLE on securities issues that may come into effect if your client is going to be investing in a small LLC or limited partnership. As he said, my name is Jennifer Smith, and I just want to take a quick moment to say hello to any other Jennifer Smiths in the room, because I think that typically when you have a group of this size, there's usually more than one of us. I also have some bad news and some good news. The bad news is that my public speaking engagements have been limited to groups of 10 or less. So this is obviously more than that. So this should be interesting. So thanks for coming along on the ride with me. The good news is that this is only 30 minutes, and I am committed to getting you guys out of here by your 10:30 break. So if you're anything like me, you have already looked through the slide deck and you are wondering how we're going to get through 56 slides in 30 minutes. I assure you that's not the intent. The intent of the information being put in the slides was so you can take this back as a reference tool for your practice. Again, because we are going to be focusing on the investor related securities issues and not the issuer company securities related issues. So what are we going to be looking at? We'll be taking a quick look at the securities law overview, certain types of debt and equity securities, you know, what is a security, and then we'll be looking at the private offering exemptions typically used by issuers. We're going to be doing a little bit of a deeper dive in that area, again, from the investor perspective. Also going to be taking a look at how you determine the status of your investor and why that's important. And then finally, we'll be looking at some investment considerations. And at the end, I'd like to save about 5 to 10 minutes to talk through some hypotheticals that we'll be applying some of these concepts.